Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now. Here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Okay, welcome to another edition of the Simple Life Habits Podcast. And today I'm excited to have Dennis McEntee with us. Say hey, Dennis.
Hey, Jonathan. Good to be here. We're going to have fun today.
Absolutely. And if you guys don't know Dennis, he's an author, blogger, speaker, coach to business leaders. He's a dad. He's a husband. What else?
I've got a dog. I've got everything.
Okay.
Get everything.
Absolutely. And he travels extensively working with leaders to uncover constraints and build roadmaps for growth to increase their bottom line performance. And I wanted to bring him on because I recently did a goal setting workshop with him, kind of a 5-video series that we're going to tell you a little bit later how you can jump in and go through this process as well. I thought it was really good. And so I wanted to bring him on so that we could talk specifically about goals and why people don't accomplish their goals, what some of the challenges are, and what you can do to begin reaching your goals. So I guess first, let's jump in and let me ask you this. Why does traditional goal setting not produce results?
Yeah, that's always kind of a great question to start with, Jonathan, because most of us set goals, you know, January 1st, I think probably everybody, you know, that's listening to this, you set goals and you kind of do them logically, and then by like January 28th, 29th, what happens, Jonathan? Right, those goals are just,
they're gone,
exactly. Okay, so there is a reason why, because here's the deal, is that emotion is what's driving motion. And many times people set these goals logically, but they never think about, okay, what do I need to do to overcome these emotional constraints? Because there's always something, always some kind of emotional constraint that's stopping me from taking action. And it's like I tell people all the time, I've been working with leaders and organizations and businesses, and you know, in 25 years, Jonathan, I've never solved one business problem. And most of the time people think that and they go, oh my gosh, that's what you do. But really, I've solved thousands of personal problems, because every business problem has a personal problem at its root. And most personal problems are emotional in nature. So I really go through and kind of uncover what are those emotional constraints that's stopping you from taking action.
Yeah. Well, and I like how you talked about in the goal setting video series that you talked about the importance of awareness, which I think is something that when I heard that, I think it's so true with me. We just have a tendency to not be in tune to not only our surroundings, but what's going on with us. Maybe tell the people a little bit more about, you know, what's some ways that you can increase your awareness and just be more aware.
Yeah, I think the key thing is to understand that if I can't see it, I can't change it. And so awareness is incredibly powerful. And we talk a lot about blind spots. And the crazy thing about blind spots is those are the things that everybody sees about you, but you don't see. And many times people say, well, just tell me the truth. Jonathan, I just want to know the truth. And I don't know if it's like this. It's the same way with me. It's like, I don't like the truth, Jonathan, honestly. I mean, the first time like somebody tells me the truth, how do you feel?
Well,
I get mad. You know, it's like I want to like, you know, it's like I get mad. You know, it's like I remember this one training I was doing. It was up in the Northeast, and I was working with a guy named Lance Walnau. And I remember we were getting out of the car, and I said, Lance, I said, what's my biggest blind spot? And he just laughed, and he says, oh, Dennis, he says, you're totally addicted to change. He says, you go from thing to thing to thing and never build a process behind you, so you never keep what you get. And he just walked into the restaurant. Jonathan, I stood in the parking lot and cried. I was like, that just like almost destroyed me on the inside. But you know, really, that was the best news I could have ever gotten. Because now I've become obsessed with creating processes behind me. So I never want to do anything that I don't have a process behind me. So that's an example of like, if I don't see it, I'm never going to change it. So you got to be able to see these things. And feedback becomes like the greatest gift anybody can give you. It's really a great gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's difficult. That's hard for us a lot of times to hear, but it's so important because we don't see it. You're right. It's a blind spot for us, and we can't improve what we don't know needs to be improved.
Yeah, and you know, I think as business developers and leaders and entrepreneurs, it's like we have to create this environment around us where we welcome feedback. You know, because you know the kind of people that you can give feedback to, and you can kind of sense other people that don't want feedback. And it's funny, when I work with businesses and when I talk to employees, many times their number one complaint, you know what it is? What do you think it is?
They want more coffee.
Yeah,
the water cooler.
Almost, really. That's a close second, okay? Wanting more coffee is a close second. But everybody says, well, Dennis, I don't get enough feedback. I need more feedback.
Yeah.
Well, think about that. I don't get enough feedback. So whose responsibility of feedback? For feedback, it's my responsibility. If I'm not getting enough feedback, then it's because I'm not asking for it. And so we got to create this environment where we're asking for feedback and then not getting mad at the messenger. And one of the best things that I've learned to say when somebody gives me feedback that I don't like, it's two words. You know what it is? It's thank you. Thank you. And listen, you might not like how it's delivered. I totally got it. It might have not been delivered in the right way, but I've worked to just say, thank you. And, you know, appreciate it, because there's usually a hint of truth there, and try to extract the truth instead of getting mad.
Yeah, that's good. Well, for some people, the real challenge is they're trying to do too much. And it's one of the things we talk a lot about on Simple Life Habits is we try to tackle way too much all at the same time. And you talk about in the course.
Well, you know, I'm glad I know you never do that, and I never do that.
Exactly. But you talk about in the course about developing a stop doing list. Maybe talk about a little bit about that. If somebody, you know, maybe somebody's never heard of that before, what would they do and what would be the benefits of it?
Yeah, that's good. I think the reason that people fail, you think about it, is broken focus. The reason that you stop something is broken. And so I think anything that breaks your focus, I try to treat as an enemy. And so I realize that, you know, the difference between just regular light and a laser beam is the focus. We can take a regular light and just really focus it, and that laser can cut through steel. It's the same with your life. If you can learn to focus your life, then you can cut through anything. You can do anything. And so what I've realized is that for focus, focus is really about, or like, let's say, concentration is based on elimination. So if I want to concentrate, I've got to eliminate some things in my life. And so years ago, I started developing not only a to-do list, which everybody has, but I worked and just developed a stop-doing list, which, you know, what are the things that I'm currently doing that I need to stop doing? And one of the best ways to develop it is get some feedback. You know, maybe email 5 people that know you the best or 10 people that know you the best and say, hey, what are 2 things that you think I need to stop doing? What are 2 things I need to start doing? And what are 2 things I need to continue to do? 2, 2, 2. And just get some feedback because, you know, maybe it's a blind spot. Maybe there's some things you're doing that you don't even realize that are really holding you back. But many times it's like we're so close to it that we can't see it.
Yeah. Well, you talked a little bit about focus. How does somebody develop better focus? Do you have any tips for someone if they say, okay, I understand I need to eliminate some things. I get the illustration about a laser beam, but how can I develop better focus this week?
Okay, perfect. So let's, Jonathan, do you mind if, can we play some mind control?
Go for it.
All right, so we're going to play some mind. Now, nobody on this podcast believes that I can control your mind. In fact, you're sitting there and we're talking and you don't even believe it, do you?
No.
Okay, so I'm getting ready to totally control your mind, and I'm getting ready to control everybody's mind. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had... Man, you really put me on the spot here.
Yeah, what'd you have for dinner?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was... We were out and about, so I think we got something to eat. I don't even remember where we were at. Some fast food somewhere.
Okay, so you got some fast food somewhere. Do you realize I just controlled your mind?
Uh-huh. Because you put me on that track.
Well, what did I do?
Let's see. You made me go back to what I was doing last night.
How did I make you go back?
Asking questions?
asking questions. The questions you ask totally control your mind. Okay, so the questions I ask myself totally control my focus. You were not focused on what you had for dinner last night. In fact, nobody on this podcast was focused on what they had for dinner. But I asked you the simple question, what did you have for dinner? And all of a sudden, everybody's mind went towards, oh my gosh, what, you weren't even thinking about dinner. So it works that way with focus. The questions that you ask yourself determine how you think. How you think determines how you feel, and how you feel determines how you act. So you've got to learn some new questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I went through this process where I lost a tremendous amount of weight. And what really hit me is about a year ago, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I mentioned to him, I said, Eric, I said, I'm at this point where I'm not trying to eat after 7 o'clock at night. And he says, yeah, Dennis, he says, I don't need that energy. And I thought, oh my gosh, he thinks of food as energy. Jonathan, I think of food as fun, a party, enjoyable, relaxing. Mm-hmm. I never thought of food as energy. Mm-hmm. And so now when I go to the refrigerator, I ask myself the question, do I need that energy? And it totally changes my focus about food. So it's like that with anything. You've got to learn some new questions. So let me give everybody two questions that they can use to really help direct their focus, okay?
Yeah.
One question is that's very, very good is, what can I do today to move this project forward? Okay, it's it keeps you out of the drama. What can I do? Or another good one is, how can I make this better? Mm-hmm. So how or what plus I plus an action verb. Mm-hmm. And that kind of framework really directs your focus. So you got to get some new questions. In fact, I probably should even write a blog on how to ask new questions, or, you know, probably should put it in my new book. But that's really how we do it.
Well, and I think this kind of goes along with it, because I think it's something that many people battle, and some of them aren't even aware of it. A lot of the time is they begin to develop a victim's mindset. And maybe you can talk for a minute about, you know, how do you get out of that victim's mindset? I mean, maybe it goes back to, like you talked about, start asking the right questions, but maybe...
Well, a little bit it does, and you know, you kind of think, I talk a lot about the drama triangle, and, you know, the drama triangle works like the Bermuda Triangle. You know what the Bermuda Triangle is, mm-hmm. right? You know, planes fly into the Bermuda Triangle, and what happens?
Never come out.
There are certain people that go into the drama triangle, and we lose them forever, okay? And it usually is based a lot on just the questions that they ask themselves. You know, they ask themselves questions like, why? Why does this always happen to me? Mm. You know, why does so-and-so not call me back? When is this going to happen? They're total drama questions, okay? And so you need a way to get into responsibility. So the enemy of responsibility, because I don't change unless I take responsibility. And so this enemy of responsibility is really victim mentality, okay? And so a lot of times, and this is where... It's sort of a continuous cycle of awareness, responsibility, and focus, because you need somebody to, like, bring you out of victim mentality because you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
You know what I realized, Jonathan, one of the biggest victim phrases, you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I don't know is one of the biggest victim phrases, because most of the time when you say I don't know, what do you do next?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely. Now, listen, I understand that maybe you don't know right now. I got it. But so many people, they just say, I don't know, and then they do nothing. So many employees, they say, I don't know, and then they think that gives them a reason to not do anything.
Yeah.
It was like this has been a while ago. I remember one time I was doing the dishes, and my wife and I were talking about a project, and I was like, babe, I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to work. And she walked around the other end of the counter and put her hand on my, you know, on my shoulder and said, oh, poor Dennis. Dennis doesn't know. You know, and I was like, oh, you know, because... I was just being the victim. And so the reality is that that's where we need, like, honest, authentic feedback. Now, what's really cool is I work with some organizations, and we actually get to the point where we call each other out on victim mentality, where I have salespeople calling an owner out on victim mentality. Because if you're not careful, you slip into it. Mm. And so you need relationships in your life that will – they'll call you out on it because you don't even realize that you're in it.
Hmm.
So and you go in really, you sort of fall into it. It's almost like a trap. So you need friendships, relationships, people that can speak into your life.
Awesome. Well, we covered some awesome stuff today. And what I love about it is this is not your mom or pop's goal setting that we talked about today. It really gets to the heart of the matter and the emotional side that you so much have talked about. Well, I know many people can connect with you if they want to connect with you on your blog at leadershipprocess.com. But tell people how they can connect with you and jump into this goal setting video course, online workshop, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I probably should have called it goal getting, because it's not really about goal setting. It's more, most people, they already know some of the things they want to do. But, you know, I kind of go through, how do you get through those roadblocks of actually doing it? So maybe it should have been goal getting. I probably named it wrong. But if they go to goalset101.com, they can register right there at goalset101.com. And I was actually challenged by one of my coaches. And he said, Dennis, you need to do something that's a big give back. This is actually my keynote that I broke down into five different parts. It's actually my coaching process that I've used with thousands of leaders, and I just decided to do a big give back and just give it online and give it for free. So the only thing that I ask, and this is what I want to know, is when you register, I want you to write there on the bottom, you'll have a place to say, this is the biggest challenge in getting my goals and in hitting my goal. So if you can give me that, you get the course for free. It's goalset101.com. Give me your email address, your social security number, credit cards. No, just tease it. Just tease it.
Just well, listen, I just encourage you listeners. I went through it. I enjoyed it. I, as you guys know, I've done a lot of research, reading, you know, kind of absorbing myself into goal setting and habit forming and time management and productivity. And I definitely learned things that I have not heard, had not thought of. So I'd encourage you guys to go check it out. So again, Dennis, thanks for being on here.
Thanks, Jonathan. It was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we appreciate, once again, you guys joining us for another edition of Simple Life Habits.